Welcome back to Kids Short Stories, and welcome to Season 3. I'm really excited for the summer and what Season 3 is going to bring. This story comes from two of our friends, Liam and Zana. Hey guys! They sent us an idea on our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, and you can do that too. Just send your idea and your name, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for this story? Me too, let's go! Liam and Zana were on the Spy Kids team. Yeah, they were pretty cool. And you know what else they... They had a baby unicorn named Leaper. Whoa! Do you guys know what a unicorn is? Yeah, it's like a really colorful horse with a kind of pointy horn on its forehead. And sometimes they can fly. Oh my gosh, I want a unicorn just like them. But their unicorn was on the spy team too. It's very special. And the three of them were an incredible spy kid trio. All of Spy Kid headquarters, they knew this team. They knew that any job that was sent their way, boom, it got done so fast. And you know why? Yep, because they had a super secret unicorn on their team. I guess we all need unicorns. Maybe. That's a good idea. Maybe we should all get a unicorn. Wouldn't that make life more awesome? Totally. And so, today they thought was a normal day that they were going to play in their backyard. But then Zana got a message. Oh my gosh. Liam, do you see this? It was a message from headquarters that said something terrible was happening. It said, oh my gosh, there's a voice-stealing monster. Ah! Oh my gosh, a monster that can steal voices? Oh, what does it look like? It's probably scary looking. And oh my gosh, there's a drawing. Oh my gosh, that is not what I thought it would look like, Liam said. Oh, this monster looked like a koala bear. Do you guys know what a koala bear looks like? Yeah, kind of like a teddy bear. Really cute and cozy, and they're slow, and they climb trees, and they eat eucalyptus leaves. Oh, koalas are awesome, but I guess this koala, he's up to something terrible, and he's trying to steal everyone's voices. All right, Zana. Are you ready? Liam said. Yeah, let's go. And they ran back upstairs and got all their spy gear, put it on, and even their unicorn Leaper, even Leaper had spy gear that was made just for unicorns. And so then they ran out the door to find the first clue. They started looking around, and then all of a sudden, they ran over to their neighbor's house, Miss Betty's house. Oh, Miss Betty, have you seen this weird looking, well, I guess it's kind of like a koala bear, but have you seen a koala bear around here? Oh my gosh, Miss Betty was moving her mouth, but nothing was coming out. Oh my gosh, Miss Betty, is your voice gone? Can you not talk? She was shaking her head up and down. Oh my gosh, this is terrible. Oh, I love Miss Betty's voice. She had such a kind voice. And now it's gone. We gotta get it. Oh my gosh. You don't think it got to our teachers at school, right? We gotta go there next. And so Liam and Zana got on their bikes and rode to school as fast as they could. And sure enough, all the teachers at the school were wandering around the parking lot, unable to make a single sound out of their mouth. Their voices were gone! Dun, dun, dun! This is serious. We have got to get these voices back. Because how are they going to teach? How's Miss Betty going to tell us about when the cookies are ready? This is serious! And so they started to look. Oh my gosh. Do you see that? There's a trail in the road of eucalyptus leaves. I didn't even know that those things grew around here. Wait a second. Wait, what was the creature that eats eucalyptus leaves? Do you guys remember? Koalas! Oh my gosh. Do you think that's a clue? Do you think that's the bad koala that's stealing all the voices? Do you think he got hungry? Yeah, me too. Should we follow it? Me too! All right, Liam and Zana started following all these leaves down the road. They knew that it must lead them to where this nasty koala is. And I just don't understand, why is he stealing all these voices? This is scary. All right, okay. What is that? The eucalyptus leaves ended, and now there's footprints in the mud. And then they led right to this tree. They looked up, and oh my gosh, a humongous treehouse.
Wow, that's actually a pretty cool treehouse, Liam said. Wait a second. That's probably where that bad koala lives. He's not making very good choices, and oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't get us.
And they ran and ducked and hid underneath the tree. Leaper the unicorn had a great idea and said,
"Okay, guys, what if I fly up above the treehouse and I peek in the window and see if the koala is in the treehouse? And then we can catch him."
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Well, we're gonna hide here so it doesn't steal our voices. And then, oh, Leaper, take this too. Leaper grabbed a walkie-talkie so that we could listen to that. If there's a koala in there, then we can hear what he's saying. And so Leaper the unicorn started to fly very quietly. Unicorns are very quiet when they fly. And started to fly up into the where the tree was, the treehouse, and fly up over the treehouse. And sure enough, there was a koala inside. And Leaper could tell it was talking, but it was kind of hard to understand what it was saying. So she got closer and held the walkie-talkie up to the window, and sure enough, there was.
"Right. Yep, Captain. I have all of the voices in this box here. And pretty soon the whole town will be without the voices. Yeah. Our plan is in work. And pretty soon we will have all the voices. And we can control all the candy."
What? This was about candy? What in the world does voices and candy have to do with each other?
That's what I was thinking too.
And the koala kept talking and he said,
"Yeah, when we have everyone's voices, people will have to pay us all their candy to get it back. And we will make them pay with all the Skittles and M&Ms and Reese's in the world. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha."
Oh my gosh. This koala, he's really nasty. He's trying to get all the candy in the world by stealing everyone's voices, and then they have to trade the candy to get their voices back. Oh my gosh, Leaper the unicorn couldn't believe it. He flew back down and said, "Guys, this is serious. He's going after all the candy in the world, and he's using the voices to get the candy. What's the plan?" Liam and Zana, they started thinking, what if we trick the koala? Because he really likes candy, right? Yeah, I bet if we put some candy on the ground, ooh, and maybe some eucalyptus leaves, then we could trick him into getting out of the treehouse. Then we could catch him with one of our spy kids' nets. Would that be cool? Yeah, let's do it. And so the three of them gathered a pile of candy and eucalyptus leaves
right beneath the treehouse. Then they hid in some bushes.
What is that I smell?
The koala said as he jumped down the tree and into the pile of candy. Go, 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 shoot! And they shot the net. Pew! And the net covered the koala. We caught him! And the koala said, Hey, you can't do that to me! I am Captain Koala King! What is a Captain Koala King? We are going to take all the candy! Well, I'm sorry to break the news, Dr. Koala King. But you're not taking all the candy because you're in trouble. And you're going to Spy Kids headquarters where you're going to have to ask and answer a lot of questions. Let's go. Hooray! Liam and Zana caught that evil koala to stop him from stealing all the voices. And they found the button to give all the voices back to the people. Yes! Liam and Zana saved the day again. Ka-chow! With the help of their awesome unicorn leaper. See you next time, guys. Bye!